The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says it's disappointing the former Senate Speaker Stephen Parry failed to disclose he was a possible dual citizen sooner. Mr Turnbull says he only learned about the uncertainty of Senator Parry's status 2 days ago, about the time when the media reports began. Senator Parry will resign today following confirmation he's a dual citizen because of his British-born father. But the Prime Minister is pushing back against a full audit of MPs, despite fears others could be hiding potential citizenship issues. Tom Eagledon reports.
Should Stephen Parry have fessed up earlier to the information that yesterday ended his political career, the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, thinks he should have.
I'm disappointed that Senator Parry didn't make public this issue some time ago.
As one parliamentary colleague after another was dispatched to the High Court over their citizenship status, Senator Parry stayed mum about his British-born father. His resignation statement yesterday says he was waiting for, quote, absolute clarity from the court and its ruling on those other cases. But that's not washing with Mr Turnbull.
He should have reported it much earlier. And it could have been referred to the High Court together with the other matters.
Speaking during his visit to Israel, Mr Turnbull was asked whether the Stephen Parry case might mean others were also hiding their potential dual citizenships and whether an audit would help root them out. The Prime Minister says no.
Every member and every senator has a personal responsibility and an obligation to comply with the Constitution.
Former Senator Richard Colbeck's now in line to take Stephen Parry's Senate seat.
I knew his dad. He's a terrific guy. I'm good friends with Stephen.
Did you know that his dad was born in the UK?
No, I didn't.
Mr Colbeck's own 15-year parliamentary career came to a sudden end at last year's election, claimed not by administrative oversight, but cold, hard political reality. Conservative factional heavyweight Eric Abetz used his influence to demote the moderate Mr Colbeck to a virtually unwinnable spot on the Tasmanian Senate ballot. But Mr Colbeck says he'll let bygones be bygones.
I can't spend all my time being focused on internal party or factional politics.
Meanwhile, jockeying's well underway to claim Stephen Parry's role as Senate President. National Senator John Wacker Williams has put his hand up.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing it. I'm actually a deputy chair.
The Prime Minister's not liking the sound of that.
The Liberal Party, as the larger party in the coalition, has always chosen from its senators the president.
But Senator Williams says it's time for the Liberals to be magnanimous.
We've been decades in coalition. The Nationals always supported the Liberals as holding the position in government as the president of the Senate. So I see nothing wrong with perhaps the very odd occasion for a small period of time the Liberals support the Nationals.
But Liberal Senator Zed Seselja says that's not an argument to break with Senate tradition.
I don't see the situation changing in terms of the arrangement of having a Liberal as Senate president.
The Assistant Social Services Minister Zed Seselja ending that report by Tom Eagledon.